What if the breakthrough you're desperately seeking is already sitting in your business, waiting to be discovered? Most entrepreneurs exhaust themselves chasing the next big thing while overlooking the goldmine beneath their feet. They see complexity where simplicity exists, scarcity where abundance hides. This fundamental misperception costs businesses millions in unrealized potential every single year. The truth is startlingly simple. Extraordinary growth doesn't require revolutionary products, massive advertising budgets, or genius-level innovation. It requires seeing what's already there with fresh eyes. Business growth feels overwhelming because we're drowning in options: social media strategies, advertising platforms, product innovations, operational improvements. Yet beneath this noise lies an elegant truth. Only three levers actually matter. Increase your number of customers. Increase how much each customer spends. Increase how often they return. That's it. Everything else is just a tactic serving one of these three masters. The magic happens when you realize these levers compound. A modest 10% improvement in each area doesn't give you 30% growth, it delivers 33.1%. Push each lever to 25% and you've nearly doubled your business. Consider how a stagnant company transformed by changing one compensation structure. Instead of giving salespeople 10% commission on new customer sales, they offered 100% of the first sales profit. Management panicked until they understood the math. Salespeople earned an extra $200 per customer, but the company gained $2,800 in future profits as those customers returned repeatedly over 3 years. Sales tripled in 9 months. The most successful people see trusted relationships, not transactions. When someone asks for a drill, most salespeople sell them a drill. A trusted advisor recognizes they need holes and guides them toward optimal outcomes. Consider the Royal Bank of Scotland issuing transgender clients 2 security cards with different photos, or Neiman Marcus allowing a stranded customer to use his credit card for bail money. These aren't random acts. They're strategic demonstrations that relationships matter more than transactions. People want to make good decisions, but fear looking foolish. They're searching for someone who genuinely cares about their well-being, not just their wallet. Being trusted isn't enough when everyone claims excellence. You need an unmistakable difference, your unique selling proposition. The secret? Identify what your industry takes for granted but never explains. In the 1920s, Schlitz beer ranked 8th. Every brewery used the same process, but nobody explained it. Schlitz detailed their brewing steps, making pure tangible. Within 6 months, they became number 1. Domino's didn't invent pizza delivery. They invented hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or it's free. Your USP must permeate everything: advertising, sales, service. Your difference isn't just what you do, it's how you make people feel about choosing you. Every transaction asks someone to take a risk, and customers consistently choose lower risk options even at higher cost. A farmer choosing between identical ponies, one as is for $500, another for $750 with trial and support, picks the higher priced option every time. Most guarantees are timid and hedged. True risk reversal goes better than risk-free. Let customers keep bonuses after refunds, offer double money-back guarantees, promise specific results, or compensate for wasted time. When a hospital guaranteed 30-minute ER treatment, their non-critical caseload doubled. A car dealer's 2-week money-back guarantee doubled sales. Most returns were customers trading up. Yes, some abuse generous guarantees, but refund rates typically run 0.5 to 3%, while sales often double or triple. The best time to make another sale is immediately after closing the first. 60% of customers will increase purchases if offered genuine value in that moment. Auto dealers make more profit from add-ons than vehicles. Someone buying a swing set wants their child's laughter, not Saturday wrestling instructions. Offer assembly, and they'll gladly pay. A newsletter publisher offering multi-year subscriptions discovered 2/3 chose longer commitments, doubling average profit per customer. Henry Ford refused to hire anyone who salted their food before tasting it. They made decisions before gathering information. Most companies operate on assumptions rather than evidence. You must let customers vote with their wallets through systematic testing. The results are consistently shocking. Changing a headline from "The Man Who Simplified English" to "Do You Make These Mistakes in English?" increased response by nearly 300%. A 4-week free trial boosted results by 98.6%. Price testing reveals surprising patterns. $19 outperformed $17 by 300%, while $495 crushed $295 by 3 times. List every major element: headlines, offers, pricing, guarantees, sales scripts, website layouts, then create at least 2 alternatives to each and test them systematically. Why build customer relationships from scratch when you can leverage relationships other companies spent years creating? Find businesses serving your ideal customers with complementary products, then make it irresistibly attractive for them to introduce you to their customer base. A hard asset investment company approached Diamond Sellers. Both served investors interested in tangible assets. After saturating its own clients, they flipped the relationship, endorsing precious metal newsletters to their customers. A garden shop owner doubled his income, becoming a middleman for pool cleaning and landscaping services offered to his 500 best customers. Even 2 to 4 strategic partnerships can boost your business by 50 to 100%. The greatest limitation isn't resources. It's believing success requires incremental steps. Quantum leaps happen when you apply strategies from one industry to another. Starbucks imported European cappuccino culture to America. Banks created leases to counter rising car prices. Real estate developers built auto malls to leverage combined advertising power. Most breakthroughs don't come from corporations. Of 61 breakthrough inventions studied, only 16 came from big companies. The dial telephone was invented by an undertaker, the ballpoint pen by a sculptor. Will Parrish created National Energy Associates after seeing cow dung fuel in India. Nike's founder poured rubber into a waffle iron to create their revolutionary sole. Become a success practices investigator. Study how other businesses sell, market, and retain customers. When shopping, note what delights or irritates you, then ask, how might I adapt this? One consultant adapted a gem-selling approach to software and pest control services, generating $3 million in 1 year. Your breakthrough isn't hiding in your industry. It's waiting to be imported from somewhere else. These strategies have proven effective for over 10,000 businesses across 400-plus industries. Many implement one strategy, achieve success, then inexplicably stop, like climbing 3 steps and declaring you've reached the summit. These principles produce exponential results when used systematically and in combination. Start small if needed, test on a limited scale, then expand as confidence builds. Remember, far more is accomplished through action than planning. Prepare for inevitable growth, additional inventory, staff, and systems capacity. The real transformation happens in how you see your business. You're not just selling products. You're solving problems that genuinely improve lives. When you become the trusted advisor who sees opportunities others miss, when you systematically test and optimize every element, when you leverage relationships beyond your own, you stop being average and start being exceptional. The opportunities surrounding you are virtually limitless. You need only vision to recognize them and courage to act. Your extraordinary success story begins today.